I'm going to change the name of your book. I'm going to change it to Survival Solutions for Dummies. Because it sounds like everybody needs to read this thing just so they have these tips at their hand, I would think. Because everybody's going to run into situations that they don't like from time to time. One of the things that you do say, and I want to finish off just giving you a little bit of idea, people are stronger than they think. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, as a therapist and also out speaking, I imagine you may have had this experience where people approach you and say, well, last year, my husband left me, or my wife left me. I'm with two kids.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't getting a promotion. I needed the extra money. I was going through a nasty divorce, and I didn't know how I was going to get through it. But, and then they will tell you how they got through it. Now, some people do collapse and don't ever get up, and they end up, you know, the Peter Lougheed psych ward, and people wonder what happened to them. That is a very small majority of the population.
Oh, okay.
And most of us eventually get ourselves off the floor, find a solution, ask for help. I mean, that is a huge coping mechanism for all of us, is to ask for help, and that's about your social network. I mean, we know about the importance of that. And one weakness that women have is not taking action. And there's a whole section in the book on it's fine to know your feelings. It's fine to know all this information. But there's a place that you need to take action.
Yeah. But it's true. I find a lot of people, and not all, but a majority of people, I think, already know what they need to do. They just need some reinforcement on that.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I have people like you do, as I said, that come to you after you speak, and some of the questions are, wow. You know, and a lot of them I find now, with women in particular, have to do with kids, you know, and you've been through all that, so you have some ideas. But it's interesting when you let them just talk, they already know what the solution is.
Oh, that's the wonder of listening. So one of the coping mechanisms is to go find somebody, you know, who will be a good sounding board, because, again, we're back to what works for you. This is why I love to provide all these options. And sometimes there's an option that people just haven't thought of. Once in a while.
I find even people in workplace, because I'll ask them, you know, is this really the place you want to be? Because they'll complain about the job, but they're in the wrong job. I mean, just get out.
Yeah, their eyes will light up and they go, aha.
Or they'll even say, you mean I can quit? I mean, I always find that an amazing question. Yeah, you can.
You and I are on the same wave. Like, so in my section 4 on take action, it says go back to school maybe, be laid off without laying down, quit or resign.
There you go. There's always options somewhere.
Exactly.
People need to get hold of this book. How do we get the book?
Oh, please go to my website.
Okay. Oh, well, contact information. Where do they find you? There we go.
All right. Okay. Just Google Patricia Morgan Speaker.
All right. And what's
right
the website?
At the top. Solutionsforresilience.com.
Solutions
for
that's F-O-R, right?
F-O-R.
Resilience.
For resilience. And resilience is a tricky word to spell, so a lot of people just Google Patricia Morgan Speaker.
Oh, okay. Oh, we're going to go with the
whichever
easy
works.
Okay, so that's the best two ways to get hold of you, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so solutionsforresilience.com, or if you can't spell resilience, go to Google and just type in Patricia Morgan, PatriciaMorgan, Speaker,
mm-hmm.
and your stuff will come up, right?
You're right.
Excellent.
And you do that, and you'll move from woe to wow.
Okay, move from woe to wow. There's your message. Don't let those guys get to you. Take some steps to solve the problems now. Patricia, I want to thank you for being with us today.
My pleasure.
And listeners, we will come back and talk to you again next month. Thank you.